I want to talk about this. Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, conservative radio debate that's going on. Because that's what's happening. You have Donald Trump hitting, okay? Hitting. And Levin and Limbaugh are losing their minds. Losing their minds. To the point where over the weekend, Levin is basically threatening. I mean, that's really what he's doing. He's threatening Donald Trump. He's threatening Donald Trump. And he's saying, if you don't stop attacking Ted Cruz, there's going to be hell to pay. It's going to be hell to pay. Now, remember, about a week ago, we did a story that was based off of a segment that talks about this firewall that Levin has set up. This firewall that basically says, if you attack Ted Cruz on any of these valid points, we're going to say our liberal talking points, which means instantly you're disqualified. And in turn, the attack is disqualified and you are not a true conservative. And it continues today. It continued yesterday. Rather, it's Cruz being born in Canada. Cruz getting hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars from big banks. Cruz attacking New York and basically saying it's nothing more than a cesspool of homos and abortionists. All of these things to the point where you have Mark Levin threatening Donald Trump, telling him, you better knock this off. You better knock this off. Stop it. And at first I said, I know Levin loves Cruz. I know Levin is going to basically turn the other way on things that if any other candidate had going on, Levin would be all over. Now, remember, they all get money. They all get money from the big banks. The only person that doesn't play that game is Donald Trump. The only person that doesn't play that game is Donald Trump. But why? It makes a difference as it pertains to Ted Cruz is because Ted Cruz is supposed to be the man of the people. And when you listen to Levin, you listen to Limbaugh, they tell you that Cruz is independent. Cruz doesn't get along with Mitch McConnell. He doesn't get along with the Republican establishment. And if he was president, he would actually shake things up. Because he doesn't get along with any of them now. But when you dig deep into Ted Cruz's past and present, that's just a flat-out lie. It's a flat-out lie. Because there's other people that Ted Cruz is beholden to. And when we hear Goldman Sachs basically funding Ted Cruz's Senate campaign, you have to ask yourself, what's the difference between Ted Cruz and Hillary Clinton? What's the difference between Hillary Clinton and Ted Cruz? If Hillary Clinton has gotten $500,000-$700,000 from Goldman Sachs, and Ted Cruz's wife, his wife works at Goldman Sachs, and in turn, Goldman Sachs fronted, that's what it's called, fronted Ted Cruz's Senate campaign. What's the difference? And how does Ted Cruz have the outsider mantle? Because he doesn't get along with Mitch McConnell? Because he called Mitch McConnell a liar? For the Limbaughs and the Levins, that means he's a true conservative? Again, the things that Ted Cruz has in his past and presently has going on, if it was Rubio, if it was anybody in the establishment, Mark Levin and Rausch Limbaugh would be all over them. All over them. If you had a Marco Rubio, or you had a John Kasich, or you had a Chris Christie playing this man of the people, and in their past, they had the exact same path as Barack Hussein Obama, Levin and Limbaugh would be calling it out. Limbaugh would be laughing. He would be hysterical. He'd be saying, folks, folks the notion that John Kasich is a man of the people is silly. Folks, the man is followed in the same footsteps of Barack Obama. That's what you'd be hearing from Limbaugh. So as Limbaugh strategizes and says, this is what they're trying to do, I'm sitting here going, what is it that Limbaugh and Levin are trying to do? Because if they truly, and this is where my theory comes into play, if they truly, wanted a Republican in the White House, they would be backing Trump. And this goes to my theory that Levin and Limbaugh don't want a Republican in the White House because it's bad for business. Levin and Limbaugh, they want a Hillary. They want a Hillary. And the best way to get Hillary is to have Ted Cruz. To have a stereotypical conservative. Stereotypical conservative that has no chance in hell of getting Reagan Democrats. To getting blue-collar folk. No chance in hell. There is no pivoting for Ted Cruz. There is no pivoting for Ted Cruz. And there's not enough evangelicals. There's not enough evangelicals that stayed home because they weren't happy with Mitt Romney or they weren't happy with John McCain. There's not enough of them 4 years and 8 years later that are going to come out and vote for Ted Cruz. Not going to happen. The only shot is Trump. The only shot is Trump. Because at the end of the day, Cruz has that some point or another, played with the idea of amnesty. That is a fact. The Limbaughs and the Cruises, or the Limbaugh and the Levines downplay Cruises flip-flop on amnesty. They downplay anytime Rubio and Cruz have gotten into it over immigration. Cruz is your prototypical conservative that will get crushed. Crushed. By Hillary Clinton. Crushed. Crushed. Levin knows it. Limbaugh knows it. And they know Hillary Clinton in the White House. Or even worse, a Bernie Sanders in the White House is four to 8 years of a rating bonanza for their radio programs. They know they'll have 4 in 8 years of being on the offense. And nobody likes being on the defense. We as Americans love offense. We love a high-powered offense when it comes to football. We like high-scoring football games. We don't like a strategic chess match when it comes to boxing or UFC. We don't like a pitching duel of a 0-0 tie going into the ninth inning. We love offense. We love runs. We love touchdowns. We love knockouts. Limbaugh and Levine are strategically putting themselves in a position to have 4 in 8 years of a Democrat. So when you hear them talk about Levin, and they create all these scenarios, Levin works day in and day out to tell everybody exactly what Cruz meant by his New York values. I never seen a man work so hard to tell people what a candidate meant. It was as if Cruz called up Levin and said, "Mark, what should I do? I really messed up." And Levin said, "I'll take care of it. Don't worry." And like I said on my segment the other day, which was in a story, just the fact that Cruz opened himself up and had to, the next day and the day after, have people like Limbaugh and have people like Levin try to explain what he meant by New York values, that it was from an old Donald Trump interview with Tim Russert. And when I mean old, well, 17 years old. So Levin and Limbaugh had to damage control. And to watch them explain what Cruz meant, that, like I said, just the fact that he was stupid in not answering the question when he was asked by Megyn Kelly before the debate. Megyn Kelly said, "Ted, what do you mean by New York values? I'm from New York." And he went, well, people know what that means. Well, if you meant to say, what I mean is, Donald gave an interview with Tim Russert and talked about abortion, talked about homosexuality. But he didn't do that. He didn't do that. He had the opportunity with Megyn Kelly. He had the opportunity during the debate. During the debate, they asked him, "What do you mean?" And again, he didn't say, well, Donald had an interview, and during this interview, they would have given him the time. Instead, he basically said, well, New York is full of homos and abortionists. They're not like Iowa. Again, left it to Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh to clean up. I will say it again. Limbaugh and Levin don't want a Republican in the White House, because if they did, they would be backing Trump. They want Hillary. Because Ted Cruz has no shot. Has no shot. And they know it. They know it. They absolutely know it. And if Levin is delusional, if he's delusional, which at times I think he is, but Limbaugh's not. Limbaugh's a student who is a professor, who is a master at this game. And Limbaugh knows that the only shot a Republican actually has at winning is to actually appeal to Democrats. Actually appeal to people that would never vote for a Republican. But Trump gives them that inspiration. Limbaugh knows. Limbaugh knows. So ultimately, him and Levin are doing this because they want to be on offense for 4 to 8 years. That's why they're doing this. They know Ted Cruz can't win. They know it. They know it. They know Ted Cruz can't win. End of story. End of story. And that's why they're doing this. That is why they're doing this. They don't want to have to work for 4 to 8 years. They don't want to have a Republican in that White House that they have to work to back up their policies. It's easier to be on the offense. Hell, it's more fun to be on the offense. Remember the 8 years of Bush? Ask Levin and Limbaugh about Bush. 8 years of defending the Iraq war, defending the economy, defending eating pretzels, defending riding bicycles. They don't want that again. They don't want that again. And that's what Limbaugh and Levin are up to. Remember, you heard it here. You heard it here. They don't want Trump because they know Trump can win. They want Hillary. They want a punching bag for 8 years. Cruz can't win. And they know it. They know it. And you all need to know it. Cruz can't win. End of story.